WPGW had some connection problems with their broadcast. There will be some time when 2 or 3 minutes of the game weren't broadcasted, and we cut those out of sections for our archives.
The Jay County Lady Patriots are on the air. This coverage of Hoosier basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio is being brought to you by community-minded sponsors and by the sports department of Jay Country 101. Now to the gymnasium for tonight's basketball broadcast.
And because we're equal opportunity here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com, here's this.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Field House. Again, Jay County and the Fort Recovery Indians here in varsity basketball coming up here just momentarily. Again, Fort Recovery and Jay County, the border battle here for 2018-2019 here at Fort Recovery this season. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson here broadcasting the ball game. Our studio producer is Lindsey Green back in the WPGW studios, and Reese Rogers here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, Fort Recovery, Jay County here in the border battle here. Fort Recovery comes in at 4-3 on the season as they have won 3 in a row. They started out the season with a loss to Parkview, a win over Wapakoneta, loss to Versailles and Ottawa Glandorf. And then 3 straight wins, as I said. Actually, that first loss was to Westview, or Crestview, I should say. And now the 3 wins are Parkway, St. Mary's, and Arcanum. Arcanum back on the 22nd, a 40-36 win for Fort Recovery. Jay County's been pretty much a tale of 2 halves so far of their season so far. A win over Alexander to start out the season, then 3 straight losses to ranked teams Oak Hill, Belmont, Winchester. A win over Woodland, then 3 more straight losses to pretty good teams in Homestead, Newcastle, and Fort Wayne South. And now 5 straight wins for the Patriots over Muncie Central, Adams Central, Heritage, South Adams, and Blackford. They're kind of winning over Blackford back on the 20th of December, 77-17. So again, Jay County at 7-6, 4-3 is the record for the Indians. Last year's game won by Fort Recovery 45-41. The year before that, a 44-34 victory for Fort Recovery. Jay County's last win in the series back in the 15-16 season, a 56-51 win at Jay County. So there is the matchup set up. Kirk Comer, the head coach of Jay County, Brian Patch of Fort Recovery, and oddly enough, both of those coaches have coached both boys and girls basketball. So Comer, just the 1 year of boys basketball. Patch is pretty much even on his 11 years as a, actually 11 years as the boys coach and his 5th year as a girls coach. Comer, 23 seasons as a girls coach and 1 season as a boys coach. So we are set up for our matchup here today here at Fort Recovery. Well, they only put 15 minutes in between ball games, and it doesn't really take much to fill those 15 minutes here between games. Just about set. They're going to have the national anthem here. Then we'll come back and have our starters here from the Fort Site Fieldhouse coming up right after this.
Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
IU Health J Hospital and its physician offices, Family First, Family Medicine, Family Practice, and J Surgery are committed to improving the health of our patients and communities by providing excellence in care and service. With leading-edge technology and compassionate personalized care, we're here to care for you and your family. For more information on our services, go to iuhealth.org/J, iuhealth.org/J. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from IU Health, Jay Hospital. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the field house again, Jay County Fort Recovery girls basketball varsity action here tonight. Today, let's go to Zeb and check out the starting lineups for both teams.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'5 junior, number 15, Brooke Kollig. At guard, a 5'5 sophomore, number 20, Kira Wendell. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 24, Allie Vaughn. At forward, a 6'2 junior, number 21, Olivia Patch. And at forward, a 6' junior, number 22, Val Mullenkamp. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'2 senior, number 10, Hannah Phillips. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 20, Kendra Mullenkamp. At forward, a 5'6 senior, number 22, Hannah Dillon. At forward, a 5'10 senior, number 44, Shelby Caldwell. And at center, a 5'11 freshman, number 42, Madison Dirksen.
Jay County 7-6 on the season, Fort Recovery 4-3. One of these teams will be back to 500 after the ball game. And coming up later tonight, it'll be Jay County boys basketball as the Patriots host the Muncie Central Bearcats. Both JV and varsity starting at 6 o'clock from Jay County High School tonight. Glad we don't have to go to Muncie Southside to do that game tonight, or even worse, at Muncie Central High School. I want to go there again.
Yeah.
A lot of purple for me today to see. The over-under on me saying Fort Recovery tonight instead of Muncie Central is probably 30. Shelby Caldwell for Jay County. Jay County coming off her school record 41 points last game against Blackford. Much tougher time of things today against Fort Recovery.
Now they got Patch at 6'2". And they've got Dirksen at 5'11". To me, they pretty much look eye to eye.
And now Mullenkamp is jumping against Madison.
We'll just put them both at 6'1".
Yeah. Mullenkamp listed at 6 feet, and she wins the tap. Indians with the basketball as we are underway here for today's contest. On the left side is Brooke Kollig. Kollig up top to Kiera Wendell. Wendell to the right side, and a foul called on Hannah Dillon.
Her first, team's first.
We'll see if fouls are as much of a factor as they were in that JV game today. A win by Fort Recovery. 41-35.
Well, Fort Recovery shot 27 free throws in the JV game. We'll see how many they shoot here.
Yes. Into the corner it goes. That is Allie Vaughn. Vaughn cross court to Kiera Wendell. on the left top to Brooke Collig. Collig with the basketball. Goes to the corner for Vaughn. Vaughn drives baseline, picked off the pass by Hannah Dillon. Turnover inbounds. Quickly up it goes to Hannah Phillips. She'll attack the basket. Leaves it for Madison Dirksen, up no good. Rebound spot four and a foul on Dirksen.
Her first, team second.
So two team fouls already on the Patriots in the first 45 seconds.
I don't think Dirksen was too happy she missed the little bunny.
No, she doesn't miss too many of those. Left it goes to Collig. Collig goes to the corner for Vaughn. Vaughn back to Collig. Around to the right side to Wendell. Down low, turnaround shot. Turnaround pass is thrown out of bounds by Patch and intended for Mullenkamp.
Right, I did. It's too hard. Mullenkamp was open for an easy layup.
So back to the Patriots. Nobody has scored yet. A minute into the ballgame. Kendra Mullenkamp across midcourt. Dribbled it off with leg. Got the ball back. In trouble finds Caldwell. Caldwell spins toward the hoop. Another spin. Puts it up and then offensive foul. It's an offensive foul on Shelby Caldwell.
Caldwell even was like, how is that an offensive foul? She wasn't set. She didn't throw an elbow.
She might have hit her with the basketball.
Maybe.
So three team fouls on Jay County. It's back to Fort Recovery. A turnover that time on the Patriots and the foul. Down low, turnaround pass goes left. A long two-pointer is no good for Patch. Rebound taken down by Caldwell. Caldwell the basketball left. It goes to Dirksen. Corner three for Dillon is no good. Rebound taken down by Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery. I got to specify that time.
Yes.
Indians with the basketball in the lane. It goes to Mullenkamp. She feeds down low. Wendell. Shot is blocked. Rebound for Jay.
That was blocked by Dillon from behind.
Here come the Patriots and the foul called on Hope Wendell. Or Kiara Wendell. Let's try that again. Brooke Collig.
Her first, Collig team's first.
So but nice. They put the foul on 15.
Yes, that's Brooke Collig.
Yes.
Nice block by Dillon the last time down. Got it clean from behind.
Phillips with the basketball. Out it goes to Caldwell.
Caldwell's going to have a difficult time getting those three-pointers off with the six-foot Mullenkamp on her.
Yeah, like I said, a little more difficult today than the last game. Down low, pass is picked off by Pat.
Knew they wouldn't defeat it down low to Caldwell. Just waited it out.
Left it goes to Collig. Collig on the, into the corner for Vaughn, or for Patch. Around to the right side, back to Brooke Collig. Collig's pass picked off by Hannah Phillips. Another turnover. Here come the Patriots. Dillon all the way, misses the shot. Rebound, tapped out, goes to Madison Dirksen to Mullenkamp. Kendra drives in and scores.
One thing Jay County's got to remember, don't get caught up on the fouls, not fouls, in this game. Keep your focus on the game plan, not on what the refs are doing.
Right. It's usually the opposite way. There are fouls that aren't being called that affects them. Patch goes in and scores, draws a foul.
Foul be on Dirksen. That'll be her second.
She will have to come out. And one chance for Olivia Patch.
Olivia, the line shooting one.
Free throw is, yeah.
That foul's going to be on Collig, her second, team second.
That should have been a lane violation anyway. But instead, they called a foul on Fort Recovery. Patriots on the inbounds to Madison Dirksen. She hands off to Kendra Mullenkamp. Madison has to be careful not to foul here on this possession. She will come out on the next whistle. Patriots throw it away. There's the whistle. There's Claire Dirksen will check in for Madison.
As always, Dirksen for Dirksen.
Yep. Just an unorthodox way this time.
I don't think Madison's too happy about it either.
2-2 the score here. 4.5 to play in the first quarter.
Not on coming out, but just that she has two fouls.
Right.
One foul I see, the one she did on Pat, but the other one, not so much.
The dental office of Dr. Tom Bannon would like to wish good luck to both the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots in today's ball game. Again, the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tim.
Paige Fortkamp comes in for Colic. Shot is missed by Fort Recovery, out of bounds to Jay County.
2-2 the score, halfway through the first quarter almost. Caldwell lost the ball going toward the hoop. Ball on the ground, picked up by Fort Recovery. Another turnover. Here come the Indians. Mollenkamp stops, ball deflected. Jay County has the steal. Kendra Mollenkamp to the hoop, stops, puts it up, blocked. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. And then a foul. We're out of bounds.
No,
out of bounds.
Stepped off out of bounds, yeah.
Out of bounds off of Fort Recovery.
So not too pretty so far.
No, it's been an ugly game.
Oh, Patch missed that free throw.
Traveling called on Caldwell. She did it. Just took an extra step.
Now, if she would have turned and shot, I think she would have got away with it.
Yeah. Our first quarter is sponsored by Calc Pharmacy. Calc Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City, as well as Bern, Indiana. 2-2 the score, 3:45 to play here in the first quarter in this very low-scoring turnover-filled contest. Kiara Wendell with the basketball goes to her left. With it now is Vaughn. Vaughn to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back to Vaughn. Vaughn up top to Wendell.
Again.
Here comes Kendra Mollenkamp. She'll stop and travel.
Travel, yes. Almost clean, but not quite.
Allie Fields will check in for Jay.
Same way with Brianna Holman will come in for Jay County, or for Fort Recovery.
Just mix and match.
Mix and match on it, yeah.
4-2, Jay County in the lead. 2.5 to play here in our Calc Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. And is with the ball on the left side, Holman. She is number 10, so it even works out. Driving in, shot is up and short on the attempt by Kiara Wendell. A rebound taken down by Jay County. You notice Wendell's 20 for Fort Recovery as well.
True, yeah.
So Abby Wendell used to be 20. Taylor Holman used to be 10 for Jay County. So it even works out for us to remember. Caldwell in some trouble goes left to Hannah Dillon, out to Caldwell, her shot way off. The rebound taken down off the force miss, taken down by Paige Fortkamp. And then with the ball down 4-2.
I said, I think Mollenkamp got a piece of that too.
Drive in, shot is missed. The rebound taken down eventually by Hannah Phillips. Phillips will bring it down. Stops on the outside to Fields. She'll come in, loses the ball right to Dirksen. Out to Caldwell, wide open three this time is no good. Rebound, a held ball. Nope, this not. No,
yeah, it's going to be a jump ball, yes.
They do call it a held ball.
It was the right call. He let it go a little too long, but it was the right call.
Yes, I agree with that.
That time, poor Fields, she had position. She had him boxed out. You're not going to get that call here.
For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Calc Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park.
Calc Dillon Pharmacy having a hard time getting the ball in, gets it into Dirksen. She shoots and scores.
Again. Calc Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, 6-2 the lead for Jay. And ends with the basketball, Fortkamp. To the right side to Holman. Holman cross court to Wendell. Wendell up top to Mullenkamp. Back to Holman. Holman left side to Wendell. Wendell lobs it down low for Patch. Turnaround shot is good.
How much of an answer for that? They let her catch that way too deep in the post.
I thought she took a step back, though.
Yes.
But they didn't call that.
Called it on Caldwell, but not on back.
Right. 6-4, the Patriot lead. Hannah Phillips with the basketball in trouble and bounces off with full recovery out of bounds.
Wise play that time by Phillips. Knew she was in trouble. No one was coming her way. Threw it off the leg.
Kendall Gariner in. Caldwell goes out.
This game's right up Gariner's alley.
Yeah, defensive struggle.
Defensive struggle, and she's not going to be out muscled either.
No. Vaughn in, and Mullenkamp goes out.
Actually, surprisingly, Claire Dirksen has put on quite a display so far. Not given anything to the size disadvantage.
She's matched foot recovery with 4 points. 6-4, Jay in the lead. Dylan with the basketball with 20 seconds to play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard here in the first quarter. A lazy pass. Fields comes out with it, though. Right side to Phillips. She'll put the hook shot up. No good. Rebound tapped out. Foot recovery will have it. Indians want to push it up to Holman. She'll stop. Miss the shot. Draw the foul.
Now, I'm not sure how they're going to get Fields on this. She had her back turned, so she couldn't lean into the ball. She would have been straight up.
I thought it might have been on Dylan.
Nope. They gave it to Fields.
Take advantage of Kelp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. Kelp's delivering your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Again, Kelp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard.
First free throw is missed by Holman.
One more free throw.
Kendra back in. Gariner out.
6-4, Jay in the lead. 2.3 seconds to play. And that free throw was good.
6-5, Jay County still in front.
Dylan with the basketball. She didn't have as much time as she thought she did. And that's the first quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, it shows 6-4, Jay County 5 for the Fort Recovery. And then we'll come back, have the second quarter coming up right after this timeout.
Don't let harsh weather push you around in your own home. Eliminate hot and cold spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on the hard-to-reach spaces that need it the most. Bring home versatile and effective home comfort. Carrier ductless. Turn to the experts, Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland, 726-2138, to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 6-5, Jay County in the lead. Indian ball to start the second quarter. Scoreboard sponsored by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Wendell with the basketball for the Indians. Right side, Mullenkamp's three is good. Now Mullenkamp, her first points today. And it's 8-6, Fort Recovery takes their first lead. We'll check our first quarter stats here in a moment. Turn to Mullenkamp with the basketball for the Patriots. Goes left side to Phillips. Phillips cross court to Dillon. Dillon down low. Caldwell has it. Triple teamed and the ball is knocked away and stolen maybe. Nope. Held ball will go to Jay County. First quarter stats.
J Jay County was 3 of 10 for 30% from the floor, no free throws, and 0 for 3 from three-point range. Port Recovery 2 of 8 for 25%, 1 of 3 for 33% from the free throw line, and no three-pointers taken. And Jay County out-rebounding Port Recovery 8 to 5.
Turnover 6 for Jay County, 5 for Port Recovery. Kendra Mollenkamp with the basketball for Jay. Goes to the hoop, missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch with the board. Quickly up the court, stolen away by Kendra Mollenkamp, and then she is fouled.
By Allie Vaughn. Her first team, third.
8-6 Fort Recovery in the lead on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Mollenkamp from Jay across midcourt. Tried to go to Caldwell instead. It ends up in Dylan's hands. Out to Mollenkamp. Her three is in and out. No good. Rebound taken down out of bounds off of Jay. As Claire Dirksen and Caldwell were fighting for the ball. So back to Fort Recovery leading by 2. 8-6 the score. Wendell across the timeline goes left. That is Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp with the basketball goes right to Mollenkamp. Foul back outside the window to Vaughn. Vaughn down low to Patch. Into the corner wide open. Wendell won't take the three. Ball's loose. Hell ball to Fort Recovery.
Nice defense that time by Claire Dirksen.
She's basically sitting on the basketball.
Yep. She has not even inched this game so far.
Playing very well off the bench. 8-6. Indians lead on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. 6:15 to play here in the second. Mollenkamp wants to drive, leaves it outside. Fortkamp's three is off. Rebound taken down by Mollenkamp. Stays it to Caldwell, and Shelby is fouled from behind. Should be Vaughn.
It is.
It's Vaughn. Allie Vaughn.
Her second. Team's fourth. We'll get Homan back in. Replacing him.
6:03 to play in the second. 8-6 Fort Recovery. Yeah, we're in the second quarter.
Yes. This has been a
low scoring, ugly game so far. Dylan wide open 3 minutes. Oh, she got it. I thought that was too strong when she let it go.
I know. I think that almost pissed off the glass somehow.
It may have. It may have caused something on the way by. Because it was definitely thrown too hard and something slowed it down. Timeout on the floor. Called by Jay County. A 30-second timeout. We'll be back coming up right after this timeout.
Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne Street in Portland, is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 49 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body, 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Here in Fort Recovery. Good music playing by Bob Stockler down there. 9-8 to score. Patriots back in front here in the second. Fortkamp gets it outside the window. Stolen away by Kendra Mollenkamp. Here comes Kendra. She'll lay it up and score. 5 in a row for Jay. It's 11-8. Patriots back in front by 3.
Fields in for Caldwell during the timeout for Jay County.
Wendell across the timeline. Goes to the right, almost stolen by Dirks, but she does get the steal. Claire will take it down, stop. Finds a teammate, Dylan will miss. Rebound tapped out, and Fort Recovery has it, and a foul on Hannah Phillips.
Her first, team sixth.
Okay, three straight empty possessions for Fort Recovery here. And as the Patriots have turned up the defense.
Dirksen's done about everything.
Everything that you could ask.
Player, that is.
Yes.
A Madison, steal.
Madison on the bench with a couple of fouls for Jay.
Steal, 4 points, several rebounds.
Down Mollenkamp with the basketball in the corner for the end. He's now drives baseline. Cross court, it goes to window out to Homan. Homan will spin, stops, in trouble, and nearly throws it over the line.
Close.
Saved by Fortkamp. Three-pointer is no good for the Indians. Rebound taken down by Kendra Mollenkamp. She will bring it to the hoop. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tapped out to Dillon. Patriots keep possession, leading by three. There's another three by Dillon. This one is missed. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. That one not quite as good of a shot.
It was open, Dillon, though.
Yep.
And the charge, yes.
Offensive foul as Dillon will take the charge.
That's on Patch, her first, team's fifth.
Dillon set up in the lane, and Patch just knocked her over.
Yep. Turned around with the elbow and caught her.
I don't think Patch expected Dillon to be there, though.
No, she didn't.
Timeout on the floor, 4:25 to play here in the second. It's 11 for Jay County, 8 points for Fort Recovery and our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll come back after this.
Brooks Fugate and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, your local commercial and industrial contractor, are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, Mid-States Construction, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the field.
Back here in Fort Recovery, 11-8 the lead for Jay. 4:25 to play under here in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading edge technology. 11-8, this game is not efficient so far. Patriots lead. Phillips outside to Kinder Mullenkamp. Kinder will back it up, set up the Patriot offense. On the left side, it goes to Phillips. Down low for Fields. Fields turns, stops, lost the ball.
She got fouled, yeah. Fields actually had the mismatch, and I was surprised they found her. Foul is on Kara Wendell, her first.
Nice move.
Team six. Should be shooting in. They got it right.
Shelby Caldwell getting an extended bench time for the Patriots here in the quarter. Just clear ahead. She's been bumped around a few times. Fields misses the free throw. She's 7 for 13 on the season for Jay. And has one more. Missed that one. So an even 50% on the season. 11-8 to score. Patriots lead is 3. Wendell goes to her left to Fortkamp. Fortkamp, the bounce pass to the Patch. Down low, intended for Mullenkamp. Knocked away, but Fort Recovery comes out with it.
Another defensive play by Claire Dirksen.
Bowman goes left. Down low now. Turnaround shot by Patch. No good. Got her on rebound. And scored. 6 points for Olivia Patch. It's 11-10. bounce off of Fort Recovery with 8/10 of a second to go again. They kind of had the ball with 8/10 of a second to go in the first quarter. So Caldwell will throw it deep on the inbound. Caught by Phillips. He'll put the shot up and draw a foul. Now the question is, do they call the foul on the shot or before the
shot?
It
doesn't matter. She has a 1-1.
It'll be free throws no matter what.
Yes.
It'll be a 1-1. So it is a 1-1 for Hannah Phillips.
Fouls on Homan.
That was a very long 8/10 of a second, too. 1-1. Nobody on the lane with her. It's Hannah's first free throws in a long time. After them. Because I write down the free throws before every game, and she's been 7 of 9 on the season for at least 6 or 7 games, I think.
Yes.
And she makes them both. So those last 10 seconds did not end up well for Fort Recovery. They could have tied or taken the lead. Instead, it's an 18-14 Jay County lead here at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. In halftime here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, it's Jay County 18 and Fort Recovery 14. We'll come back and have more Fort Recovery High School coming up right after this.
Would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the half, it's 18-14, the lead for the Jay County Patriots. Again, 18-14 to score the Patriots in the lead. Again, 18-14 to score Jay County in front. In our junior varsity game tonight, that was won by the Patriots by the Indians by a score of 41-35. For Jay County, 14 points for Pacey Denny, 10 for Aubrey Sweeterman, 7 points for Grace Saxman, and 4 for Andrea Judy. 13 for Hope Wendell for Fort Recovery, 9 for Macy Day, 5 points for Elena Evers, 4 points for Aubrey Kanapke, 3 points for Marissa Garkey, 3 for Faith Ruby, 2 for Lily Luthold, and 1 for Whitley Rammel and Emma Collig. 41-35, Fort Recovery with the win. They go to 3-5. Jay County drops to 8-6 on the season again. 41-35, Fort Recovery with the victory. We'll take a break, come back, have more at the half coming up right after this. And Jay County leads at 18-14 here at the half.
Does your insurance coverage have you feeling like this? If so, stop by Portland Insurance Agency, where we can help you find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. So stop crying the blues and see me, Kyle Chee, or Steve Arnold at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
McDonald's restaurant in Portland invites you to install the new McDonald's app on your smartphone, which allows you to place your order on your phone from anywhere and offers many special deals. Simply download the app on your smartphone, place your order from anywhere, and as you approach McDonald's, choose your check-in location on your app for drive-thru, front counter, or pull into one of the designated curbside locations. You'll be given a four-digit order number. McDonald's will even charge your order to your designated payment card. Try it today, the new McDonald's app. The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Habega Race Lumber, US 27 North Bern, and in Bluffton at 728 West Market Street. Habega Race, the helpful place.
Back here at Port Recovery. We're at halftime here in the varsity game. Jay County leads Port Recovery 18-14. Take a look at stats for Recovery. They're led in scoring by Olivia Patch with 10 points, 3 points for Val Mullenkamp, and 1 point for Brianna Coleman. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 2 of 8 for 25%. Second quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 6 of 16 for 38% from the floor. From the free throw line, Fort Recovery in the first quarter was 1 of 3 for 33%, and no free throws in the second quarter. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 1 of 3 for 33% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Fort Recovery in the first quarter did not have a three-pointer in the first quarter. Did not take a three-pointer in the first quarter. Second quarter, Fort Recovery is 1 of 4 for 25%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 1 of 4 for 25% from three-point range. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Claire Dirksen with 6. 5 points for Hannah Phillips. Hannah Phillips, all her 5 points came right at the end of the first half. She had a 3 and 2 free throws for the last 5 points at the end of the first half. For Jay County, from the floor, in the first quarter, they were 3 of 10 for 30%. Second quarter, 4 of 9 for 44%. So at the half, Jay County is 7 of 19 for 37% from the floor. From the free throw line, Jay County in the first half was 2 of 5 for 40% from the free throw line there, and all free throws came in the second quarter. From three-point range in the first quarter, Jay County was 0 for 3. Second quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. So at the half, Jay County is 2 of 7 for 29% from three-point range. And I had Jay County out-rebounding Fort Recovery 13 to 11. And Justin, as we look at it, Jay County really hasn't had an answer for Olivia Patch down in the post, as she has 10 points. But again, on the other side, Fort Recovery doesn't have an answer for Claire Dirksen. She has 6 points, but there's so much else that she's done that they haven't been able to stop.
Yeah, she's really came in, and Phil and Jay County are left off the bench here in that first half. Again, 18-14 the lead for Jay County. 9 turnovers for Fort Recovery in the first half. 8.8 turnovers for Jay County in the first half. We will come back, have our second half tip-off coming up right after this.
What is the centerpiece in your home this winter? A new gas fireplace or existing fireplace remodel by Hitzer will surely make your fireplace. 69 East Main Street in Burn.
Back here in Fort Recovery, 18-14 the lead for the Patriots as we start the third quarter. Recovery with the Jay County with the basketball. Shelby Caldwell will spin, lost the ball, got it back. Needs help. It'll be Kendra Mullenkamp. Kendra will go toward the right side, now toward the hoop, stops. Back out it goes to Hannah Dillon.
Interesting, and I agree with it. Claire Dirksen gets the second half start as she earned it in the first.
Phillips for three, it's good.
As I said, Phillips has scored the last 8 points for Jay County.
Yeah, three, a couple of free throws, and now another three. It's 21-14, Jay County in the lead. Well, other players for the Patriots will have to score as they are just bottling up Caldwell. In the lane, and a foul is called on Caldwell. Maybe. There were three Patriots there.
They're going to give it on Caldwell. She got a ball, but they're saying that she got her with the body down low. But in this game, that's a cheap foul. Free throw is good by Kara Wendell for her first points of the game. She'll have one more. It's up and good as well.
2 points for Kara Wendell. 21-16, the Patriot lead here on our third quarter scoreboard, sponsored by Cooper Farms. And in the corner, Phillips wide open for three. Missed it this time. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Defender for the Indians came over late. If Phillips would have caught the ball cleanly the first time, would have had a better shot.
Not to give Dirksen credit, she's given up a lot of size to Val Mullenkamp, but playing very well.
Lob down low, caught by Patrick for a score. He kind of just doesn't have an answer to that, at least not without Madison Dirksen in the game.
Which we'll have to see how long they let her set to see if she comes in and disrupts that play underneath.
7 point Jay lead is down to three. Kendra Mullenkamp of three is no good. Too strong. Rebound taken down by colleague. Fort Recovery answers with a three. Mullenkamp good. And Jay County will call timeout. 6-10 to play here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery 7 straight. 21 for the Patriots. 21 for the Indians. We'll come back and have more coming up after this.
This is Tracy Carpenter from First Bank of Burn, where we believe in the value of doing business with those you know. It's the relationships built through years of trusted partnerships with our customers that keep us true to who we are and invested in the local community. First Bank of Burn is a steadfast local partner in Jay County. Come visit us at 185 Industrial Drive in Portland. First Bank of Burn, member FDIC.
Here in Fort Recovery, again, our third quarter sponsored by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. 21-21, all tied, 7 straight for the Indians here. On the outside is Claire Dirksen.
Oh, I still wanted to shoot that.
Into the corner now for Phillips, back to Hannah Dillon. Dillon wants to drive, takes it all the way up off the glass and in. That's not something you see from Dillon a whole lot.
No, but she can do it.
Yeah, 23-21 the lead for Jay.
And during that timeout, Fields came in for Caldwell.
And Caldwell getting a very long pep talk from Coach Comer even after the timeout. Now Fort Recovery almost threw it away. And they do.
Nope. Nope. They called timeout.
They stayed possession with the timeout. 23-21, Jay County in front. 5:31 to play here on our third quarter Cooper Farm scoreboard. Again, a good program for the Flying Beef and Dairy Feeds, nutritional support as well. And Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. 23-21, Jay County in the lead. Fort Recovery has the ball after the timeout. Reminder coming up later tonight, Jay County boys basketball back in action for the first time in 11 days, taking on the Muncie Central Bearcats. Central comes in at 2-6 on the season, Jay County at 7-2.
Also be the last time this year.
Yep. Wrapping up the 2018 broadcast schedule. Fort Recovery with the ball down by two. On the outside is Wendell.
Jay County's going to switch to the 2-3 zone to try and help out down low, but I have a feeling they're going to get caught on some three-point attempts with this zone defense.
Caldwell, by the way, back in for Jay during the timeout.
Fields goes out.
And Pabst threw it away. Check that. Sorry. It's Mollenkamp who threw it away. Turnover number 10 on Fort Recovery. Kent County with 8. Two-point Patriot lead, a low-scoring game, 23-21. 5 minutes left on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. And Jay County just threw it away.
Right idea, just a little bit. Dylan threw the ball where Dirksen was. But Dirksen was moving in the lane as was Dylan. So she threw it where she was, so it was behind her.
Not the same Jay County team we've been seeing the last several games, but credit Fort Recovery for that. Three is missed by Mollenkamp. Jay County gets the rebound. Mollenkamp.
Yes.
Val misses the shot. Kendra the rebound. Going with it now for the Patriots. Go slip it. Go across court. Leave it for Kendra Mollenkamp. Go across the court. Takes it to the hoop. Scoop shot missed. Rebound for Caldwell. Caldwell back outside to Dylan. Wide open three is short. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn with the board, and she will be fouled coming up the court.
Well, that foul is on Caldwell. That's her third. Team's second of the half.
Still out of bounds for Fort Recovery. Jay still leads at 23-21 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard.
Interesting. Comer leaves her in with three fouls.
And the ball's knocked away, stolen by Hannah Phillips. She'll bring it down left side and score.
Great.
With the left hand.
Great left-handed layup with the left hand.
Yep. 25-21, Jay back by four. Here comes Collig. Brooke will back it out. Goes left to Mollenkamp. Foul cross court. Almost threw it out of bounds. Saves it right to Collig. To Patch. Patch a nice move. She'll come in and miss. Rebound for Caldwell and a foul on Val Mollenkamp. Shelby Caldwell, lucky she didn't get called for a fourth foul a moment ago.
Yes.
Not on the rebound, on the shot.
On the shot, yes.
Claire Dirksen goes out, Madison in.
Well-deserved rest for Claire Dirksen. She's played pretty much two quarters straight.
Yeah, since about halfway through the first quarter she's been in there.
And it's halfway through the third?
Yeah. Phillips across midcourt to Kendra Mollenkamp. Hooks the pass over to Madison Dirksen. Out to Dylan for a three. Yep.
Wow. Good ball movement that time by Jay County.
28-21, so the Patriots had a touchdown. They lead by seven again.
Fort Recovery got caught on the full court press.
3 minutes to play on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Jay up 28-21. So after Jay had a seven-point lead, Fort Recovery scored seven straight. Jay County scored seven straight. Fort Camp goes in, misses the shot. They knew that Caldwell really couldn't defend, and she missed it anyway. The rebound taken down by the Patriots. Then Caldwell with three fouls, so has to be careful.
Three fouls and no points. Fort Recovery's got to be happy about that.
Yes.
However, they have not had an answer for most of the players for
Jay County, like Claire Dirksen, Hannah Dillon, Hannah Phillips.
Nice move for Caldwell. She gets inside and draws a foul. Coach Comer slaps his hands together thinking maybe this will get her going at the line.
Fouls on Patch, her second. Team's second.
Free throw is good, and that is Caldwell's first point tonight. Coming off of 41 last time out against a very different opponent.
Well, we knew Patch was going to have a game plan to stop Caldwell. I just didn't think it'd be this effective.
Right. Or the slow scoring of a game either.
True.
This is the way Fort Recovery likes to play, though. Maybe not quite this slow. Second free throw is missed by Caldwell. But a lot of their games have been around 40 points.
They kind of went back to the man-to-man once they got Dirksen in there.
Long two-pointer rattles in for Allie Vaughn. Her first points tonight. 29-23. Intended pass down low for Madison Dirksen.
I just don't think she saw a Patch at all.
No, Jay County threw it away. Here comes Fort Recovery. They'll miss the layup by Allie Vaughn. Rebound taken down by the Patriots. Here comes Kendra Mollenkamp across the timeline with 1:45 to play on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. 29-23, Jay in the lead. Dillon gets a double screen, goes toward the hoop, outside. Mollenkamp won't take it. Instead, throws it away. Says he's taking the shot. Here comes Fort Recovery, and knocked out of bounds from behind by Phillips. As Coach Comer paces the sideline for Jay.
Can't be too happy with Kendra right now with back-to-back turnovers.
Caldwell and Mollenkamp go out. Fields and Kendall Gariner go in. Colleague back in from Fort Recovery going out to Patch.
Kind of surprising there. Didn't bring Claire back in, but she still needs the rest.
A little bit. Inbounds comes in to Fort Camp. Right side three for Vaughn is no good. Rebound for Madison Dirksen with an assist by Gariner.
Karen is only being held by somebody over the head. Phillips swings the ball down, backs it back out to set the play up.
1:10 to play here in the third quarter on our Cooper Farms scoreboard.
Got to be thinking they're going to hold this.
So Kenny will back out the offense for now. Fields in some trouble. Gets it over to Phillips. She'll take it in and knocked out of bounds. Phillips should have kept that.
She waited just a touch longer. She would have had Dirksen.
Tried to pass over to Kendall Gariner. Caldwell will go back in. Gariner off. Offense, defense, when he can.
Yeah.
54 seconds to play on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Inbounds to Caldwell. Takes it toward the hoop. Looks it down to Madison Dirksen, and she is fouled from behind by Allie Vaughn.
Her third. Team's third.
So Madison Dirksen to the free throw line, where she is 3 for 6 on the season. Really, I would think Madison would have more free throws on the year, but she's only been there 6 times. And now 7, that is good. That is her first point tonight. If you're Coach Comer, at the end of the third quarter, and you say Madison has one and Shelby Caldwell has 1 point, and you're ahead by 7, you got to be really happy, but I don't think he is.
No, he's not too happy about the type of play that's being going on. Not so much by Jay County, but by what the refs are allowing him to do and not do.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
I mean, he has to be happy by the play of Field, Claire Dirksen, Hannah Phillips, and Hannah Dillon right now.
Yeah, he's getting good production from players he might not have been expecting. I'm sure he'd say, oh, yeah, we just switch it. Like he said after the last game, if somebody's having a bad game, Jay County has the depth to compensate for that. 3-4, Mollenkamp is no good. Rebound for Phillips, because Jay will hold for the final shot of the third.
Jay County's 2-3 zone, like I said, Fort Recovery's going to get some shots off against that zone. It's just they're going to have to knock him down is basically what Jay County's thinking.
And the word coming in is that the shooting is their Achilles heel, so they've struggled at times. Madison Dirksen gets it to Fields, so take it in, missed the shot. Rebound tapped around, Fort Recovery has it. And then tap it with a second to go. Half-court shot is no good. And that's it. Pats wanted a foul on the shot at the buzzer, and the referee said, no, that's not. After three, it is 30 for Jay County, 23 for Fort Recovery. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 1-800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161. We'll come back, have the fourth and final quarter coming up after this. It will be Fort Recovery basketball to start the fourth.
Adams Health Network offers rehabilitation in three locations to better serve you. Adams Memorial Hospital, 1100 Mercer Avenue in Decatur, Burn Outpatient Clinic in the Swiss Village Complex, and Adams Heritage, 12011 Whittern Road in Monroeville. For your rehab needs, call Adams Memorial Hospital, 724-2145, extension 11031, and make an appointment at any of these convenient centers. Adams Health Network, exceptional care. Close to you.
No matter if you're a student or a senior, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. Fullenkamp, 260-726-4210, or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your exam today. David A. Fullenkamp, OD, PC.
Fort Recovery with the ball to start the fourth. Quarter three-pointer is missed by Fort Camp. Rebound taken down by the Indians. On the outside is Patch, left of Fort Camp. In the corner, driving, missing the shot is Ali Vaughn. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery by Jay County. Key possession there. Fort Recovery had two good looks, including a point-blank layup and missed it. Dillon with the ball for Jay. Left to Caldwell, back to Dillon. Corner three is short. Rebound taken down by Ali Vaughn. 7:10 to play here in our fourth quarter. Fourth quarter scoreboard sponsored by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Indians with the basketball, down by 7, 30-23. College with the basketball. Goalies left to Fort Camp. Into the corner, knocked away and stolen by Fields. Fort Recovery's second turnover of the half, 11th of the game. Dillon with the ball for Jay, goes in, leaves it for Dirksen. The long two is good. Madison Dirksen's first basket, 32-23, a 9-point game. Jay County's biggest lead of the ball game. Into the corner is Ali Vaughn. Cross court knocked away. Somebody got a piece of that. Here come the Patriots. On the outside, Madison Dirksen to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbles in, leaves it for Madison. She'll come in. Stop.
I've never seen her drive.
She didn't want to. In some trouble and timeout called.
It has to. Nobody came over to help her.
Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsored by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. For quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Timeout called by Jay County. The Patriots lead 32-23. Let's go to Zeb and check out our third quarter stats.
Fort Recovery was 3 of 9 for 33% from the floor. 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and 1 of 4 for 25% from three-point range. Jay County was 4 of 9 for 44% from the floor, 2 of 4 for 50% from the free throw line, and 2 of 5 for 40% from three-point range. And through three quarters of play, I have Jay County still out-rebounding Fort Recovery 20-18.
Turnovers after three quarters, 11 for Jay County and 10 for Fort Recovery. Again, 32-23, Jay County with the lead. We will come back and have more from the Fort State Fieldhouse and Fort Recovery after this.
There are lots of reasons to love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coach Comer and the Patriots delighted so far with most of the second half. They lead it 32-23. Inside shots no good by Caldwell. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Quickly come the Indians. They'll leave it right side for Collig. And the pass is knocked out of bounds by Caldwell. 9-point Patriot lead, 5:39 to play here, fourth quarter. On the inbounds is Wendell. Comes in to Mullenkamp, a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Jay County. Fields with the board. She lost the ball, eventually finds Caldwell. Caldwell gets it over to Madison Dirksen. Finds Hannah Phillips. And Jay County sets up the offense here.
I said Comer's going to be very pleased with his players that, like I say, normally are more role players, but they are stepping up and getting the job done today.
Good shot available for Caldwell. She missed it. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Now Yvonne scores at the other end. 32-25, the Patriot lead.
Ends a long drought for Fort Recovery.
Full court press put on by the Indians, and that'll get Kendra Mullenkamp back to the ball game. It's knocked out of bounds.
Foul it. Fouls on.
They call foul.
Val Mullenkamp from the reach in. Dylan gets a deserved break.
They just called it out of bounds.
No.
I've seen worse.
Yes.
32-25, the Patriot lead. 4:50 to play here in the fourth quarter here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Lindsey Green, the studio producer back in Portland. Reese Rogers here at Fort Recovery for Fort Recovery Radio. On the left side, Kendra Mullenkamp to Madison Dirksen. Madison, a couple of bounces. Up to Caldwell. Down low. Turnaround shot is up no good for Claire Dirksen. Up and good on the end for Hallie Fields. Hallie Fields scores on the second chance. I could just see the four. I couldn't see anything else.
Fields missed the first one. Had a lot of contact on the first one. They didn't call it. She got a rebound and put it up in and got a lot more contact on the second one.
Could not see the player. All I could see was the other four on the right side of the uniform.
Fouls on Mullenkamp. That's her third.
Free throw completed by Fields on the three-point play. And Jay leads at 35-25 on the Cooper Farms fourth quarter scoreboard. Wendell on the outside goes to the right. Allie Vaughn.
Right now, Fort Recovery has got to knock down shots. They ended that drought a little bit ago with a two-pointer by Allie Vaughn. But they just got to come up with more than just one out of every four possessions.
Again, it was 21-21, and Jay's on a 14-4 run since then. And just falling down were the Indians.
And traveling for Wendell.
There's Wendell, okay.
South and Jay County did. They had their hands up, and she just came in at the feet and slipped.
Turnover number 13 on Fort Recovery.
Wendell doesn't look like that. So it felt very good.
No, I don't think so. She went down pretty hard. Caldwell with the basketball. Has it knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Brooke Collig.
Dangerous pass that time for the Patriots.
That'll be a little more crisper on those. 35-25, the Patriot lead, 3:45 to play in the game. Kendra Mullenkamp across the timeline, gets to Phillips. Phillips over to Kendra Mullenkamp, still drives in, leaves it out for Caldwell. She'll take it in, off-balance shot, no good, the rebound taken down. It's on the floor, still on the floor, held ball.
Should be a jump ball.
Goes to Jay County.
And that you've got to call a jump ball, or there's going to be some players hurt on that one.
It took them long enough.
Yes, it did.
Coach Comer has an unpleasant word for the referee on the sideline here.
Number, I don't know how many.
Yeah.
In this game, yeah. You're going to get those.
It is expected.
Yes, here is expected, but you still can't keep him from arguing.
Down low, Fields with a nice move. Kendall Mollenkamp to Madison Dirksen. To Kendall Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the right side.
Fields has some nice moves down low.
And the Mollenkamp has it poked into the backcourt. I'm surprised Comer hasn't called timeout here. Down low is Fields. Bounce pass to Madison Dirksen. Out to Kendall Mollenkamp. She wants to drive. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound for Fields. Fields gets the bounce pass. It's thrown away. And court recovery has it. A foul called on Jay County.
Foul be on Kendall Mollenkamp. Her first.
As they told us after the... As someone talking to some of the Fort Recovery fans after the boys' game, if it's at Jay County, the Fort Recovery fans and coaches aren't going to be happy. If it's at Fort Recovery, the Jay County coaches and fans aren't going to be happy. It's just how it is. You have to know that going into the game. And the Fort Recovery really wasn't happy with a couple of calls at the end of the boys' game. Indians miss the three. Jay County gets the rebound.
Those are the kind of shots Fort Recovery has to make. She was wide open.
And still couldn't get it to go. They pitch with it. 2:15 to play. Cooper Farms scoreboard. There's a timeout. I kind of thought Comer recalled the last time down to set something up. The offense has just been a little bit off here.
But the only thing in that last possession that he did get out of it was it wasted off about a minute.
More action, I think. So, again, 2:16 to play. Cooper Farms fourth quarter, 35-25. The lead for Jay County. We'll come back coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse, 2:16 to play on the Cooper Farms fourth quarter scoreboard, 35-25. Jay in the lead. Timeouts left, one for the Patriots and three for Fort Recovery.
Right now, Fort Recovery, I'm not sure why they went away from Patch, but they're still going to be going away from her because she's not in the game right now, but...
Again.
She has 12 points, and really there was no answer from Jay County for her down low. I think I would use her just to get...
They kind of drew up a play intended for Madison Dirksen. They threw it out of bounds. Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsored by Fort Recovery Lumber Company. They are your dealer for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. Again, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Olivia Patch back in for Fort Recovery.
Up top is Val Mollenkamp. Goes to the right side to Lindell. Down low to Mollenkamp. She'll run the baseline. Hooks the pass over up to Colling for three. Short. Rebound taken down by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn attacks the basket. Gets it back outside. Cross court to Mollenkamp. A deep three is banked in.
Banked in. Wow.
And Fort Recovery will call a timeout. Full timeout called by Coach Brian Patch.
Didn't think the bank was open this week.
Again, 1:42 to play here in the fourth quarter, sponsored by Fort Recovery Lumber Company for durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. 35-28, Jay County up by a touchdown and an extra point. Again, one timeout left for Jay County, two timeouts left for Fort Recovery. Team fouls, 5 for Fort Recovery, 3 for Jay County. So no free throws on the foul yet. Fort Recovery needs to foul one more time to get the Patriots in the bonus. Jay County, 69% is a team on the season. So a pretty good free throw shooting team on the Patriots.
You got to wonder when that's going to come into play for Fort Recovery on getting Jay County to the free throw line.
Yeah, they're going to have to start putting them at the line probably about the 1:15 mark, maybe, if not sooner.
Well, they're going to press full court here, so they've got two to give, or they got two fouls they've got to give, so one might come here.
Get one on the inbound.
If you don't get the steal, go ahead and foul and let them try it again.
Phillips goes deep. They run the home run pass, and she will catch up to it. Throw it back in play, and Jay County does throw it away. Turnover. Here come the Indians to the hoop. Allie Vaughn will miss. Rebound taken down by Vaughn. Mollenkamp of three. Does not get the bank that time. She didn't even try it. Caldwell the rebound, and she is fouled.
Probably on Fort Camp, her first, team sixth.
So Mollenkamp should have tried the bank that time. Well, there's one of the fouls.
I give Phillips credit. She caught the ball. They had to throw it because she was about to go out of bounds. But
to be fair, I'm not
she
sure.
She came back and disrupted that shot at the other end.
I'm not sure Phillips would be the one I would be throwing the home run pass too low.
No, but she dropped it right in there.
She almost got it. Just a little bit too long.
Foul is on Vaughn, her fourth, team seventh, so that'll put Kendra Mollenkamp to the free throw line.
I say that because Phillips is 5'2".
Yes.
If I'm picking someone, it would be someone a little taller. But she still almost got it.
If the pass would have been a little shorter.
Right, blame the pass. Not
a little shorter in length, not. They're going to get Madison Dirksen over the back on that one.
Kendra Mollenkamp on the 1-1, missed the shot. Foul over the back on the Patriots.
Her third, team fourth.
Madison Dirksen out, Kendall Garino checks in. Patriot lead is 7-119 to play on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard.
You got to think right now on offense, defense. Yeah, I think he's going to switch Gariner and Fields.
Seems that way, maybe. On the outside is Wendell. Wendell to her right to Patch, to the right to Allie Vaughn. Around to Wendell. Down low for Patch. So Mollenkamp will turn and score. They post up Mollenkamp that time, and it's a 35-30 game with 1:02 to play. And again, timeout call by Fort Recovery.
Well, right now, it's a five-point game. Jay County has the ball with 1:02 to go, and they're already in the bonus for 1-1, so you just got to get the ball in cleanly.
They're 1-1 again.
They're 1-1. Dylan will check in.
And Darren went out.
Yes.
Again, they kind of will try and get the ball in bounds, and Fort Recovery will probably foul if they don't get a steal right away.
Correct.
Kendra Jay County back to the free throw line where the Patriots missed the 1-1 a moment ago. And then Fort Recovery answered. They've been posting up Patch down low all game, and that time it was Val Mollenkamp, who had played mostly outside here.
Yeah. 9 of Val Mollenkamp's 11 points have been three-pointers.
Recovery's had 5 players score in the ball game. Jay County, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mollenkamp does lead the Indians. Nope. Olivia Patch has 12. Mollenkamp has 11. Patriots on the inbounds, and Mollenkamp is fouled again for Jay as Kendra back to the free throw line.
Holman with the foul, her second. Team's eighth.
Kendra Mollenkamp, 70% on the season at the line. 0-for-1 today.
Offense, defense for Fort Recovery as Patch and Vaughn come back in.
You need to hit one of these if you're Jay County. At least one. And does get the first. 5 points for Kendra Mollenkamp. It's 36 to 30. Now, still 36 to 30. 2 possession game here. Fort Recovery with the ball. Wendell pops up the free throw line. Got the roll.
Missed it. Got the roll on that one.
Yeah, Wendell has 4 points, 36-32. Caldwell across midcourt gets to Hannah Dillon, and Dillon is fouled. Still 1-1.
Yeah, that foul is on Val Mullenkamp. That's her fourth.
Dillon has only shot two free throws on the season. She has 1 for 2. And that was a long time ago also. One in bonus with the 4-point lead in the free throw. It's good. 9 points now for Hannah Dillon. She has one more. And missed that one. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 5-point game, and there's a knocked out of bounds by Hannah Phillips. If the pass wouldn't have been so hard, she would have had it. Fort Camp on the inbound. She has the basketball back. Over to Mullenkamp. Into the corner. Here's the window. She'll drive the baseline. Ball knocked away. Jay County has the steal.
That was Phillips. Phillips jumped up and knocked that down right to Claire Dirksen, who then handed it off to Mullenkamp, and she was fouled.
And this time, two shots for the Patriots. 27 seconds to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. The first is good. Welcome to Mullenkamp. For durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1 of 2 for Kendra Mullenkamp. Rebound taken down for Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp's 3 is no good. Rebound taken down, a foul on Kendra Mullenkamp.
The her second rebound was by Claire Dirksen, and then she threw it away. Off the blocked three-pointer. Dillon got a piece of that.
So it's out of bounds. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots. Window on the inbound. Only 16 seconds to play. Val Mullenkamp will score. Well, recovery does have one timeout left. Clock ticking down. 8 seconds to play. And there's a foul.
On Wendell, her third.
Coach Patch must have thought there was just not enough time to bother calling another timeout. Down by 4 with 8 seconds to play after the big shot. So Caldwell to the free throw line with 2 shots. And she missed it. Only 1 point today for Shelby Caldwell.
Trying to make it 2.
Missed the first. We'll have one more. And gets this one. 39-34, the Patriot lead, 5 seconds to play. Wendell pulls up for a 3 and misses. Dillon the rebound, and that's the ball game. After the Dillon rebound, she's handed off to Claire Dirksen, and fittingly, Dirksen ends up with the ball at the end of the ball game. Yes. Final score is 39 for Jay, 34 for Fort Recovery. Patriots improved to 8-6 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 4-4. Thanks to the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard here today. Anderson is the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors, and your Anderson dealer is the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, 39-34, the Jay County victory here in the varsity game here tonight. 41-35, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game. So a varsity win for Jay, a JV win for Fort Recovery. We'll come back, have our post-game show coming up here right after this.
IU Health J Hospital and its physician offices, Family First, Family Medicine, Family Practice, and J Surgery are committed to improving the health of our patients and communities by providing excellence in care and service. With leading-edge technology and compassionate, personalized care, we're here to care for you and your family. For more information on our services, go to iuhealth.org/J, iuhealth.org/J. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from IU Health Jay Hospital.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life?
call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland at 726-2138 to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Back here at Fort Recovery High School, the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Varsity game won by Jay County today, 39-34. In junior varsity play, it was 41-35. Jay County and Fort Recovery picked up the victory. Fort Recovery won, led 13-8 after one, 19-19 at the half. Again, talking about the JV game today. 31-23, Fort Recovery after three. And they hold on for the victory, 41-35. For the Patriots, 14 for Pacey Benny, 10 for Aubrey Swiderman, 7 for Grace Saxman, and 4 for Andrea Judy. For Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell had 13, Macy Day with 9, 5 points for Elena Evers, 4 for Aubrey Kanapke, 3 for Marissa Garkey, 3 for Faith Ruby, 2 points for Lily Luthold, and 1 each for Whitley Rammel and Emma Collig. Again, Fort Recovery wins at 41-35 in JV play. They are now 3-5 on the season. Jay County drops to 8-6. We will come back and have more on the postgame show coming up after this.
Arms Auto Body, 801 North Wayne Street in Portland, is your full-service body shop, serving the Portland area for over 49 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body, 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies and are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Construction, your local commercial and industrial contractor, are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, Mid-States Construction, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the field.
Back here at Fort Recovery, 39-34, Jay County wins the varsity game. Let's go to Zeb and check out the postgame stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Val Mullenkamp with 13, 12 for Olivia Patch, 4 for Allie Bond, 4 for Kara Wendell, and 1 for Brianna Holman. Shooting for Fort Recovery. In the first quarter, they were 2 of 8 for 25%. Second quarter, 4 of 8 for 50%. Third quarter, 3 of 9 for 33%. And fourth quarter, 5 of 14 for 36%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 14 of 39 for 36% from the floor, from the free throw line. In the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 1 of 3 for 33%. No free throws in the second. Third quarter, 2 for 2. And fourth quarter, no free throws. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 3 of 5 for 40% from the free throw line. From three-point range, on the night, Fort Recovery was 3 of 15 for 20% from beyond the arc.
We'll pause right here as Coach Patch has made his way up. Here again, Jay County wins it over Fort Recovery 39-34. And Again, joined by Fort Recovery head coach Brian Patch. And coach, you battled your way back in there at one point in the third quarter, just could not hold on there down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I thought their kind of role players for them did a good job. I thought Phillips hit a couple big threes for them, and Dylan as well had a nice drive to the basket and finish when they needed it. We just couldn't capitalize on some things. You know, they get an offensive rebound, kick out, and they'd hit a three, and it was just the little plays that you know, we felt was the difference in the game today that their kids made that our kids didn't.
Yeah, both teams were a little bit out of sync, but I think both defenses with that.
Yeah, you know, we just struggle a little bit when we see zones. You know, when they went man, that really helped us out. We could attack them a lot easier with Liv inside and also with some dribble penetration and getting some looks and getting them to close out bad and then for us to be able to get by them. And when they were able to set up their defense and go zone on us and kind of pack it in and take Liv out, and then, you know, we just kind of struggled a little bit from there on. So
we were down 21-14, call timeout, got back 21-21. You had to feel pretty good about it getting back in the game at that point, at least.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think, you know, we came out and executed very well. I think it was like 6 minutes or so went off the clock, I think, before either team scored. But, you know, we were able to kind of battle back and play even with them early. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had some lack of execution, and they did. And that was the thing coming into it. You know, we didn't want to try to be in an execution game with them. We wanted to try to pressure them. We felt like we could get them turned over, and unfortunately,
was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.